Hello.
Hello, is this Philip?
Yes.
Hey, Philip. My name is Lafayette on recorded line. I'm just calling in regards to the Roundup lawsuit. Have you or a loved one used it before?
Have I what?
Have you guys used Roundup herbicide?
I have.
Okay. Have you talked to an attorney yet about, the lawsuit?
It seems a long time ago. I had a brief conversation and was asked to fill out some paperwork, but I don't think I ever received it.
Okay, so you didn't sign any documentation or anything? Okay, well, would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the lawsuit?
Sure, I guess.
All right, perfect. So you said you didn't get assistance with filing a claim yet, correct?
I'm sorry?
I said you didn't get assistance with filing a claim yet?
I don't think so, no.
Okay. And then are you willing to affirm that you have not sought legal representation or signed any documents with another law firm?
Sure.
Okay, perfect. And then were you or a loved one diagnosed with, what were you guys diagnosed with after spraying Roundup?
I have lymphoma.
Okay. What kind is it?
It's non-Hodgkin's large cell, large B cell lymphoma.
Okay, well, I'm really sorry to hear that, by the way. All right. And have you had more than one non-Hodgkin's diagnosis?
No, that's the only one. I was treated for it in 2018, and so far I haven't had a recurrence. Of course, it's a any lymphoma is a stage three, so it's somewhere in my bones. It'll pop up eventually, but it could be a long time.
Well, that's good that it hasn't popped up or, hopefully you're recovering really well. And then you want to file this claim for yourself, correct?
Sure.
Okay. And then what is your date of birth as well?
10/31/66.
All right. Thank you for that information. And how's your day going anyways?
Pretty well. Day off, so just kind of relaxing.
That's good. That's good to hear. All right. And then what year were you diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's?
I believe 2017, because we watched it for a while. It's one of these chronic diseases that, sometimes it just will kind of peter out for a while. So we watched it for a while, and then it seemed that some of the symptoms were getting worse, so we decided to treat it, and he was pretty aggressive with it. So he said I shouldn't have to worry about it a while.
Well, that's good. That's good to hear.
Yes.
So you said 2017. Do you know the actual month and day by chance or estimate?
I do not. I do not. I noticed. I no, noticed. I'm a nurse, and I noticed some lymph nodes that were enlarged that weren't supposed to be. And went. I knew pretty much knew what was going on when I and went to got a referral for an oncologist, got a biopsy, and that's what I came up with. I don't remember even what part of the year it was. I just know was diagnosed in 2017 because we didn't start treatment until the middle to late 2018.
Okay, definitely understandable. You said that you probably don't know exactly what part of the year either. So should I just put, January 1st, 2017?
That'd be fine. And then the treatment started sometime in July or August of 2018.
Okay.
And it was about five, I believe five and a half months.
Okay, perfect, perfect. Let me see. And then did you have any other colleagues, neighbors, or others in your home that used to spray Roundup?
Not that I know of, no.
Okay. And then what was your age at time of diagnosis?
Well, let's see.
You said it was around
8 years ago, so I would have been around 50.
Okay, perfect, perfect. And then these are just questions I just have to ask. Do you have a birth certificate?
Somewhere, yeah.
Okay, perfect. And then how many years have you or have you sprayed Roundup for?
Oh, off and on, probably 20 years.
About 20 years. And then have you sprayed Roundup for at least, 10 days or more? I'm assuming if it was 20 years.
Yeah, there was a time that I was doing some lawn maintenance when I was in nursing school. That's been a long time ago, but yeah, I think I remember doing some.
Okay. I'm assuming you're doing it every week?
Yeah.
Okay. And then within a week, how many do you estimate that you used it?
A couple, maybe.
Okay. All right. And then are we on a smartphone or a landline by chance?
On a smartphone.
Okay. Thank you for that. And then are you a citizen of the United States?
Yes.
Okay. All right. And then I'm going to list a bunch of illnesses real quickly. And then at the end, if you said that you have one of these, just go ahead and let me know, okay?
Okay.
All right. Do you have HIV or AIDS, immune disease, hepatitis C, arthritis, diabetes, cancer requiring chemotherapy, family history of cancer, organ transplant, hepatitis B, Epstein-Barr, or lupus?
I had hepatitis C. I was treated for that.
Okay.
I'm cured, supposedly.
Okay, well, that's good to hear that you're cured. Okay, so hepatitis C. All right, and then I just need the spelling of your name. How do you spell your name?
Just like Superman, but with a K in place of the F.
Okay, perfect. So that's K-U-P-E-R-M-A-N.
That's it.
Awesome. And then how does the spelling of your first name?
Philip with two L's.
Okay, so it's P-H-I-L-L-I-P, correct?
Uh-huh.
Perfect, thank you for that. And then do you have a middle name by chance?
Kent, K-E-N-T.
All right, Kent, it is. I like that. All right, and then do you have a suffix at the end of your name, like junior or senior?
No.
Perfect. And then are you currently married?
Yes.
Okay. So you're married. And then can you confirm your gender for me, please?
I'm male.
Okay. Thank you for that. All right. And then you said your date of birth is going to be 10/31/1966, correct?
Correct.
And then your current age is, what is it, 58?
58, yeah.
58. Thank you. And then the next thing I need to know is how did you first learn of the connection between Roundup and your injuries? I know you said you're a nurse, so you saw like a pattern.
No, I mean, I had no clue that Roundup could be associated with it until I saw it on, I don't know, some website or something.
Okay.
Hold on just a sec.
Yeah, you're good.
No worries. He just picked up. Let him pick up a little. Okay.
All right, perfect. I just want to confirm some information real quickly. I'm going to go over your personal information. Your first name is Philip, P-H-I-L-L-I-P. Middle name Kent, K-E-N-T. Cooperman, K-U-P-E-R-M-A-N. You confirm your gender is male. You are married. Your date of birth is going to be 10/31/1966. Your current age is 58. And then can you confirm your social as well, please?
I will not give my social over the phone, sorry.
No worries at all. The last four will be okay.
4202.
4202. Definitely understand, by the way. And then when did you first become aware of your injuries may have been? So when you saw it on the internet, what year was that?
Oh, I don't know. Maybe sometime after 2018, probably 2019 or so, 2000, maybe 2020.
Okay, so 2020.
I think I've discovered it before COVID hit, and that was 2020. So.
Okay, so do you want to do 2019, maybe around September?
Yeah, that'd be fine.
Okay, so when you first discovered that it might be connected to Roundup was September 1st, 2019, correct?
Yes.
Awesome. Thank you for that. And then I do have to ask these questions as well. I need your height in feet and
I'm
inches.
I'm 5'10".
5'10"?
Okay. So 70 inches.
Okay. So 5'70". And then your weight as well, please.
185.
All right. Perfect. Perfect. And then what I'm going to do is confirm some of your primary contact information. For your email address, I have badmonkey66. So it's badmonkey66@yahoo.com. Is that correct?
That's correct.
All right. And then the phone number that we're talking on, you said it was a smartphone. It's going to be 318-453-7128. Is that correct?
That's correct.
All right. Thank you. And then it's asking for a spouse name and phone number as well. Would you like to put her on here?
Nah.
Okay. Okay, perfect. And then I know I asked this question earlier, but how many times per year did you think you used Roundup or per month?
Oh, during the summer, probably over a three-month period in the summer. Summer and spring, what, 4 months, probably 50 times, 60 times.
Okay, so 60 times per year?
Per year, yeah.
Okay. And then did you spray Roundup for at least 1 year prior to your diagnosis?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. And then when did you start? I know it's probably been a while. When did you start spraying Roundup?
Like I said, it was
20 years.
20 years or so.
Okay, so let's do... Right, so you think like 1995?
Yeah, 90. Yeah, that actually sounds about right, yeah. Because I was in nursing school, and that was when I would have been doing
using it.
Lawn maintenance and that kind of thing while I was a student.
Okay, and then what do you think it was like, the beginning of the year, middle of the year, or end of the year?
Maybe summer.
Beginning of the semester? Okay, so maybe in July?
Yeah, June, July, yeah.
Okay, so I'm going to put July 1st, 1995.
Sounds good.
All right, thank you for that information. And then when did you stop using Roundup?
Would have been 96 when I became a nurse. I would have slowed down anyway. But yeah, I still used it on my own lawn for a while, so probably
just be like an estimate.
Yeah, I probably haven't used it since about 2005 at the latest.
Okay, 2005, and what do you think, summertime again, or?
Yeah.
Okay, so July 1st, 2005?
Something like that, yeah.
Okay. And then were you using it Seasonally, yearly, or monthly? I'm assuming yearly.
Seasonally.
Oh, seasonally. Okay. And did you use any protective gear when applying Roundup?
No.
All right. Thank you for that.
Didn't know I needed to.
Yeah. It's Roundup. We just thought it was very, it was unharmful.
It's just stuff to spray on the weeds. That was it. So.
Yeah. And then where did you apply it, and then how big of an area was it? I know you said you were doing yard work.
Driveway, sidewalks.
So residential areas.
Yeah, these were residential areas. So, yeah, sidewalks, driveways, you know, patios, anywhere where there was a grass meeting pavement.
Okay. Yard. Okay. Perfect. Okay, and then what state did you use the product in?
Louisiana.
Louisiana it is. All right. Okay, and then so what was your exposure? So exposure either going to be occupational, agricultural, or residential. I'm assuming residential, correct?
Residential, yeah.
Okay. And then how were you first exposed to Roundup, you know, working the residential areas, right?
Yeah.
So working residential homes while going to school.
Yeah, that was the probably the last of the time that I would have used it anyway.
Okay. And then how were you exposed? Was it directly or indirectly?
I mean, I guess I got some of the spray on me eventually, occasionally, but... It was me spraying it.
Okay, so directly then?
I guess that's what you call it.
Yeah, so, yeah, if you were spraying it yourself, then it would be direct then.
Okay. Oh, yeah, it would be me. I was the only one doing the work. So.
Yeah. And then did you personally spray Roundup? That's the same question asked twice.
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And then the next question is, how often were you present during the application of Roundup? I'm assuming all the time.
Yeah. I mean, if I was around it, it was because I was using it.
Okay. Was not using it. All right. And then let's see. Says, how many exposures to Roundup have you had in your lifetime? I'm assuming 60 plus.
Or yeah.
60 times 20?
Yeah, something like that.
Okay. All right. So 1,200 estimate?
Yeah, I was figuring about 1,200 times.
Okay, perfect. And then do you live near a water well by chance?
No.
Okay. And you don't get your water from a well, correct?
No, we get city water.
Okay, perfect. And then have you ever been exposed to any other herbicides?
Not that I'm aware of, no.
All right. And have you been exposed to benazine?
What is that?
It's just another chemical agent, basically.
I have no idea.
Okay. So, but no. And then have you ever been exposed to Agent Orange?
No.
Okay. Perfect, perfect.
I'm just a little bit young for that one.
All right, I gotcha. All right, just a few more questions, kind of going through it real quickly. And then what type of Roundup was used? Was it concentrate or premixed?
It depends. I used both.
Okay. What do you think you used the most?
I usually bought the jug.
Okay, so the premix?
Yeah.
And then when and where did you purchase the Roundup usually?
Usually either Home Depot or Lowe's.
Lowe's. All right. And you probably purchased it seasonally?
Yes.
All right. Thank you for that information. And do you have any receipts of your Roundup purchases? I know it's been a while.
Oh, my God. No, I don't have.
That's a no. And then do you have any Roundup in your possession by chance?
No.
Okay. Perfect, perfect. And all right, these are just some other questions I have to ask before moving on to the next section. Have you ever smoked?
Some pizza?
Yes.
Okay. And then number of years have you smoked?
Oh, off and on, maybe 20 years.
Okay. All right. And then are you currently employed?
Yes, I'm a nurse.
Okay. So you're a nurse. And then it's asking me for the current employer and then employer address as well. We'll never send any information to those places.
I work at Oxner LSU, 1501 Kings Highway, Shreveport, Louisiana. I think it's 7102. It's either 7101 or 7103. I'm not sure which.
Okay, give me 1 second. I'm going to just look that up. Okay, let's see. You said Kings Highway?
Mm-hmm.
And then Shreveport, Louisiana?
Mm-hmm.
And then 71103, correct?
I think so.
Okay.
So either 71101 or 71103.
Okay. Let's see. Just add this in real quickly. Oxner. Awesome. Okay. And then have you lost any time from work because of a surgery or treatment related to your conditions?
Well, if the lymphoma is related, then yes, I spent, how many months did I not work? What, four? I missed 4 or 5 months of time while I was going through chemotherapy in 2018.
Okay, 2018. Do you remember the exact month or date?
Let's see. I believe it was August 30th. And I couldn't tell you the exact date I went back to work.
Okay. You said you were gone for a few months or a couple months or?
I believe at least 4 months.
4 months. Okay. So what are you thinking? You went back in December?
December, maybe January.
Okay. So August 30th, 2018 to January 1st, 2019?
Sure.
All right. And then have you ever been in the military?
No.
Okay, perfect. And then have you ever been involved in other lawsuits?
My first wife was involved in a lawsuit, and I was named as plaintiff or something.
Okay. Let's see.
But that was something that was really primarily her. She was hit by a city truck.
Oh, wow. Sorry to hear that.
Not me.
Let's see. All right. Okay. And then have you ever filed a disability or workers' compensation claim?
No.
Okay, perfect. And then have you ever filed for bankruptcy?
Yes.
Okay. Has your bankruptcy ever been discharged?
Many years ago.
Many years ago. Okay. So it was discharged. Perfect. And then it's asking, when was your bankruptcy discharged? I know it's been a while. So just the best of your memory.
Let's see. I filed in 2005. I don't remember.
It's been a while, huh? Definitely understand. Let's see. Do you think it was before 2000?
Did I what?
Do you think it was before 2000?
No, I didn't file it until 2005.
Oh, okay. So 2005, and then it was probably discharged a couple years after that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so what are you thinking, like 2008,
2007? I think it was actually 2012 that we got, honestly don't remember. I bought a home in 2008.
Okay.
So I guess it had to have been discharged before then.
Okay, so before 2008?
Yes.
Okay, so we're thinking like 2007, I'm assuming?
Something like that.
Okay. So are you thinking probably like the beginning of the year, you know, January 1st, 2007?
Probably late. It would probably been later in the year because we didn't file it until middle of 2005, October of 2005. So.
Oh, okay. So we're thinking December or November?
Yeah, something like that.
Okay. So December 1st, 2007 is when it was discharged?
That's fine.
Okay, perfect. And then I know it's been a while. Do you remember what court it was?
Caddo.
You said Caddo.
Well, I mean, the U.S. Bankruptcy Court, they have one here in Shreveport. I don't know what district or anything like that is. I know who the judge was Steve Calloway. He's retired.
Okay, let's just see. Report.
Look, is this going to take much longer? I've got some things I've got to get done. I thought this was going to be like a really quick thing.
It's probably going to take, I would say, another, let's see. I just need to ask a few more questions, and then we're almost done.
So
another like
five minutes?
5 minutes, yeah.
Okay.
All right. I definitely understand. I know you're busy and you're at work. So let's do this. Shreveport. Courthouse. All right. And then other than minor traffic offenses, have you been ever convicted of a crime?
Possession of marijuana in 1987.
Okay. Okay. And 1987. Okay. And then do you remember the diagnosing physician?
My oncologist was, I think his name was Thomas, but the last name is Sneed, S-N-E-A-D.
So S-H-E-M-D, you said?
S-N-E-A-D.
Okay. And then you said Thomas, right?
I think his name was Thomas. It's
been a while.
Well, I was treated in 2018. I hadn't seen him but maybe once since the treatment. So, yeah, it's been like 7 years.
Okay. Okay, perfect, perfect. And then, do you remember where was it located? Was it located in Louisiana as well?
The treatment?
The facility.
Yeah. Krista Shumpert.
Okay, perfect. All right, perfect, perfect. Sorry about that. Shepherd. Okay, perfect. And then, how has the diagnosis of lymphoma impacted your life?
I was off work for 5 months. I had to go through chemotherapy. And I'll have to get checked out periodically to make sure it hadn't come back.
Okay. Constant checks. Okay, perfect. All right. And then do you have medical records that indicate the cancer type, diagnosis
Mean,
type?
I could get them. I don't have them.
Okay, but you could get them.
Yeah.
Okay, perfect, perfect. And is the medical treatment of the hospital the same as the diagnosing doctor?
Welcome.
I believe so, yeah.
You're welcome.
Okay. All right. And sorry about that. I'm going to try to rush this through this a little bit. And then date treated in the hospital. Did you say earlier 2018?
I think we started in like July or August of 2018.
Okay, so August 2018, August 1st, 2018. Okay, and that was when you were in the hospital, correct?
I didn't go into the hospital. It was outpatient treatment.
Okay, perfect.
So I was every 3 weeks, I'd have to go up there and spend a day sitting in a chair.
Okay, I see. And then the healthcare facility, was it the same as the other place?
What do you mean?
The
I got
healthcare.
all my treatment and diagnosis and everything all at Krista Shumpert.
Shepherd. Okay, perfect. Perfect, perfect. So same as
The
that.
only other doctor I've seen was a follow-up a couple of years ago at Ochsner's Feistweiler Cancer Center, which is affiliated with where I work now. I went in and had just a basic, lab draw. As far as I know, there was nothing to be concerned with at this point. I mean, it's still there. Just hadn't done anything.
Understood, understood. Okay, perfect. And then what type of treatment did you receive for the NHL? You said chemotherapy, correct?
Yeah, I think the, let's see, it was called R-CHOP.
Okay. Was there like any surgery or stem cell transplants?
No, they put in a port. It was the only surgery I had. They put in a port for their chemotherapy, and I, like I said, every 3 weeks, go in, have the infusions, and go home.
Okay, perfect, perfect.
Usually be sick for a day or so afterwards.
Okay, perfect. I'm sorry to hear that, by the way, but let's see. And then last thing I just need is your address.
My current address is 835 Ockley Drive, Ockley Drive, Apartment A.
You spell Ockley for me? Sorry about that.
Ockley.
Okay. And he said OCK.
LEY.
LEY. And drive Shreveport. Okay, perfect. And then that's 71106, correct?
Yes.
All right. So I have 835 Ockley Drive, Shreveport, Louisiana.
Apartment A.
Apartment A. Zip code 71106.
Yes.
Correct? And then do you
Yes.
want to add an emergency contact by chance?
No, that's okay.
Okay. Okay. And I know you're on a time crunch, so let me finish this off real quickly. All right, so the last thing I have to do real quickly is just kind of verify some of the information, just to make sure I have it accurate, and then I'll send over the documentation for you, and then we're all set, okay?
Okay.
All right, so just to make sure, and just stop me if I need to change something, okay?
Okay.
All right, and you said that you wanted to participate in the Roundup lawsuit. You said yes. You did not get an attorney to assist you yet, and you're willing to affirm that you have not signed any documents with another law firm. You were diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, and you didn't have more than one diagnosis. You are filing this claim for yourself. The year that you were diagnosed was in between 2005 to present. You were diagnosed in January 1st, 2017. You do not know anybody else that, you know, has been affected by Roundup. The age that you were, you know, diagnosed was in between birth and 79 years old. You do have your birth certificate. How many years have you sprayed? Roundup was 20 years. You sprayed it at least 10 days or more. You have a smartphone. You are a citizen of the U.S. The spelling of your name, we went through that already. It's going to be Philip Kent Cooperman. You do not have a suffix. Your social security to be 4202. Date of birth, 10-31-1966. Current age is 58. When you first became aware of the that it could be related was September 1st, 2019. Your email address is going to be baaadmonke66@yahoo.com. Your primary contact will be 318-453-7128. You use Roundup for at least 1 year prior to being diagnosed. You started spraying it at 07-01-1995. You stopped using it around 07-01-2005. Let's see, last couple of things. You sprayed it in a residential area because you were working residential homes while going to school. You were exposed directly, and you sprayed it about, you know, 1,200 times. How often were you present? You were present all the time since you were the one using it. Last thing I need, you're currently employed. Yes, and we should be good. Thomas was your diagnosing doctor. You were at Christus Highland Medical Center, Shepherd. And the address, is it 1453 Ebert or is it 700 East Marshall?
No, it's the Burt Coons.
Burt Coons, perfect. So that's going to be the address. And then we are all set. The type of treatment that you use is going to be chemotherapy, correct?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. I just have to read this last statement real quick. Before we wrap up, I just want to make sure you know what to expect next. While they are working your claim, the law firm will be reaching out to finalize your claim. I'll be calling you within, you know, the next couple hours or even, you know, sometime this week. Once your file passes QA to transfer you over them to introduce you to the law firm. They may go over some of the same questions we discussed. This is completely normal. It's part of their process to confirm all the details and ensure everything is accurate for your case. They may also need you to sign additional forms like a medical release so they can collect records to strengthen your claim. If you see any paperwork from them, be sure to review it and return it as soon as possible to keep everything running smoothly. Since this is a mass lawsuit, these extra steps are standard practice, and we want to make sure you're fully prepared. If you do not hear from them within the next 24 to 48 hours, I highly recommend that you give them a call directly. I'll send you a text with all my information and the lawyer's information as well. Would you be available to listen to the lawyers today, or would you like to schedule a different time?
I don't want to spend any more time on the phone today.
Okay, perfect. So we'll schedule it a different time. I'll send you a text message, and then, you know, we'll coordinate when will be a good time for you, okay?
Okay.
All right, I'm going to draft up the documents. Once I see everything is okay on the documents, then I'll send them to you via text message. It's going to come from Lafayette. Would you be able to sign those today?
If I get time, it depends. I've got a pretty busy day today. This is my only day off.
Okay, definitely understandable. All right, well, I'll follow up with you. And again, let me know if you have any questions or concerns, and we'll go from there, okay?
Okay.
All right, well, it was a pleasure speaking to you, and I hope you enjoy the rest of your day.
Same to you. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.